Ron DeSantis, U.S. must reject amnesty, weakness on China, endless wars. By John Binder on February 26, 2021. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., says the United States must reject amnesty for illegal aliens. Weakness on China, and the foreign adventurism that has governed the Washington, D.C., beltway for decades. During his speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, DeSantis said, "We cannot, we will not go back to the days of the failed Republican establishment of yesteryear," before denouncing the policy initiatives of the political establishments. "We reject open borders and instead support American sovereignty and the American worker," DeSantis said. "Building a movement on the foundation of amnesty and cheap foreign labor is like building a house on a field of quicksand. We reject weakness in the face of the threat posed by China, including their actions in international trade," DeSantis continued. "We reject military adventurism and instead support a strong defense solely for the purpose of protecting our nation and its people." DeSantis's statements are pointed as House and Senate Democrats lobby elected Republicans to back an amnesty plan that would flood the U.S. labor market with millions of legalized illegal aliens, increase legal immigration levels, and make it easier for multinational corporations to outsource American jobs to imported foreign visa workers. Biden also revoked an executive order from March 2020 that helped reduce immigration to the U.S. to protect the nation's labor market from foreign competition while more than 17 million Americans remain jobless. Increasing overall immigration levels and amnesty has been a long-time priority of the big business lobby, Wall Street, big tech, and other corporate interests. A flooded labor market helps reduce U.S. wages, allowing businesses to cut labor costs, increase profit margins, and tip the scales of the economy to their demands. Mass immigration policies, surveys have repeatedly found, are opposed by the majority of likely voters. Rasmussen reports this week found that 73% want less legal immigration. More than 6 in 10 oppose chain migration. About 64% oppose businesses importing foreign workers rather than recruiting Americans. And 63% support slowing down or fully cutting U.S. population growth driven by immigration. Likewise, reports on Friday suggest that the Biden administration is likely to keep American troops in Afghanistan despite a troop withdrawal plan that former President Trump negotiated to bring military forces home. A Pew Research survey from 2019 found that among veterans and registered voters, about 58-64% said the Afghanistan and Iraq wars were not worth fighting. On China, economic nationalists have urged U.S. leaders to impose across-the-board tariffs on foreign imports, especially in the wake of the Chinese coronavirus crisis, to reshore manufacturing jobs. Research by the Coalition for a Prosperous America, CPA, has found that reshoring all pharmaceutical production to the U.S. would create more than 800,000 American jobs. Likewise, reshoring all medical supplies to the U.S. has the potential to create more than 300,000 American jobs. Likewise, a permanent 25% tariff on all Chinese imports would bring a million jobs back to the U.S. by 2025, CPA economists have found. Americans are hugely supportive of economic nationalist policies. A May 2020 survey, asking specific policy questions, found that 66% of voters support more tariffs on foreign imports, 94% said they support country of origin labeling on U.S. products, and 88% support requiring medical supplies be made in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.